going to read our prayer. So as we get into this, I won't do this every Sunday, but I'm going to do it for a little while because this is, we're in warfare, and this is where it's at. So you have your prayers, and I want to pray it as our prayer. I don't want to just read it. But Jesus, you're my armor, you're my salvation, and you are my righteousness. You are my peace, and you are my truth. You are the source of my faith. I am kept by your word, and you are my very life. I stand this day in total protection from every attack of the enemy. In you, I am strong. In you, I am more than a conqueror. I am the beloved child of Almighty God and of great value to Him. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ. I bind my feet to the path He intends for me to walk. I bind myself to the work of the cross with all of its grace, mercy, healing, love, forgiveness, and dying to self. I loose myself from all lies of the enemy, all confusion and fear. Satan has stolen all he's going to steal from me, and I'm taking back all he has stolen from me in the name of Jesus. I will stand firmly against him, covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's what a prayer. What a prayer. All right, let's go to Philippians. You'll know this passage. I was asking the Lord, what do you want me to bring for Thanksgiving message that's a little different and needs to be sort of condensed because we all get hungry. It's hard not to, you got to really focus here with all of that up there. So, but we'll get our spiritual food, then we'll go to the physical food and just enjoy ourselves. But it's like, what do you want? And then I looked through a bunch of different things, but this kept coming back. And when something keeps coming back, you want to pay attention to it and say, what's in this? What is it? It's like, I've brought messages on this. It's like, well, let's talk about it again. So here we are, and I just titled it, Thank You, God. And let me read the verses, and we'll jump into them. This is a New Living Translation. Reads real well from this version. And Paul is talking about, he wants to, you can read all this. You have to read before and after when I give you a message so you can get the whole picture. Always do that. I have to take just what I can get to fit in there and for the time span that we have, and we use enough of that as it is in these messages. But he's talking about, I don't count on my own righteousness. I want to know Christ, the power of his sufferings. He said, I want to attain the resurrection of the dead. I want to know all. He said, I want to be like Jesus, what he's saying. He said, I want to be everything that Jesus put me here to be. I want to be like him. And then he steps into verse 12, and that's where we pick up. He said, I want all these things. We, deep down in our spirit, the Spirit desires that, so we have to desire it. If you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. He'll put that desire in you to want to be like Christ and do what Christ did on this earth. Now, but then he comes into verse 12 and says, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things, or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Jesus Christ is calling us. Isn't that powerful? And so it's like, so thank you, God. So what are you thanking God for? You know, the first point, there's just 3 points here, and they're small. These are cadets. But the first thing is like, thank you, God. What do we thank God for here in this? We're not there yet. You say, what? Yeah, thank you, God. I'm not there yet, and you still love me. Don't you see it? Thank you, God, I'm not there yet. And that's a mixed thank you, but listen to this. If you were there yet, there where? If you had achieved everything that Christ wanted you to achieve, it, like he was saying here, and experiencing all, if you had reached, if you had reached perfection, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here. Because the only way we're going to be perfected is when we lose this body and all the sin that comes with it. And so, thank you, God, I'm not there yet. I'm still here, so I've got something to do. I've got a mission. There's purpose. There's people to meet. There's things to do. There's stuff to accomplish. Don't you see that? Every moment he leaves you here, he's saying to you, you haven't reached perfection. I'm not jerking you out yet. You know, I have something for you to do. So we have not achieved perfection. And actually that word perfection means total maturity in Christ. We haven't gotten everything right. And we can thank God that in spite of that, we haven't become everything we should be. We haven't accomplished everything we were created for. But what? We thank God that Jesus loves us just the same. And be thankful this Thanksgiving. Be thankful today. Thankful all the time. God, I'm not doing everything you want me to do. I sin. God, we can all say that. God, we sin. We sin every day. Or at least most people do. Some of you may get by a day or two before you blow it. But for most people, it's a daily thing. We end up confessing all. You ever just almost get tired of having to confess? It's like you confess more than you do anything. Yeah. It's like your whole life says, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Lord. And it's like, could I just go 2 hours without having to do that? And yet, in spite of all that, Jesus loves us just the same. So that's what we, you know, it's like, that. Well, look how much I have to be thankful for. In spite of all the imperfections, I haven't achieved perfection, total maturity. I haven't become everything that I was put here to be. I mean, how many of us can say that we have all the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that we've gotten it down, you know, faith, hope, love, and goodness, and all the stuff, and kindness, and gentleness, and long-suffering, and how about patience and self-control? I'm still working on those two, especially patience. I have people remind me once in a while, patience, Tony, patience. How many of you struggle with patience? Yeah, oh, my Lord. I'm in the right place today. In case you didn't look around just then, that was 90%+ of all of us. But I'm like that commercial I see. That, yeah, I know you, Sam, you know, and there's an attorney commercial. It's my money and I want it now. Yeah, okay? And we're like that with the Lord, you know. I want it now. I want to answer that prayer now. I want this to happen now. I want you to take the bad guys out now. Right now. And it's God doesn't do it. Then you're impatient. And you get behind somebody. I want to tell you something. You get behind somebody. If you want patience, now here's what's going to happen. You pray and ask God to give you patience. And you're going to get out there, and then what I call the outside lane, that fast lane, a slow lane driver will move over there, and there'll be semis and stuff over here on the other side, and they'll go 55, 60 miles an hour in an 80-mile, 75-mile-an-hour speed limit, and they're just putting along. And you know what that is? God is testing your patience. But you don't see that at the moment because all you're thinking is kill. And that happened today. It happens all, doesn't it? It happens to all of us. And you get out there here's the good part. You know, while he's trying to teach us patience, we're telling them off. There are 3 or 4 cars up ahead. They got everybody blocked over there. There's a big line of cars behind you. But you're telling them off. You're yelling at them up there. So that, you know, you're yelling loud enough so they can hear it. 4 cars up, 3 cars up on I-10 or wherever you're at out there. And you're telling them what kind of brain or minimal size brain they have. What kind of horrible kinfolks they came from. All this stuff. And you're telling, you know, go back to where you came. And you just let, and a lot of times you get the point. I mean, you're putting a finger in their face up there. Just let them have it. Does it seem to you that when you do that, they slow up even more? It's like, and you know why? God's hearing all that, and God's saying, patience, patience, patience. And then the more you get mad, the slower they'll drive. And when you finally get a chance, they finally, something happens, you either go one way or the other, and you get around them. And I know none of you do this. You don't turn and give them that glare, do you, going by. You're looking in there and you're piercing them, and dragon fires coming out of your eyes to roast them in the seat as they go. You know, I know what you're doing. You're passing them and you're saying, God bless you, aren't you? Yes, because you've learned patience so well. And so that's what, and so And we laugh because we know we're all there. When and did you ever get in a hurry driving a nail? You just, those of you that are real gifted don't do this, but I get in a hurry if I have to drive very many nails. And so I start hitting, and then it's bam, bam, and it bends every time. And then you've got to try to pull that out and start again. And painting, don't ever let me paint around anybody. But oh, Pat's shaking his head. He's had the experience. It's lovely. If you're within 6 to 8 feet, you will get splattered. I start off real good, but you're getting nowhere. It's just one little brush stroke at a time, and it seems like they're... Everybody just dips that little bit of that brush in there, and it's like, dip the whole thing in there. Get it done. We can go further. So I have it, and paint's flying everywhere. That's the way I paint. You know why? Because I don't have the patience. I don't have the patience. I just want it done. And then I can't understand why paint is dripping. You get these little runs through all the paint. You know, I've been run off from so many paint jobs. And just like, go do something else. Anything that requires artistry, detail like that, out of here. We all have our issues. And what about boiling water? You're going to boil eggs. Why is it won't boil when you want it to? It'll just sit there and sit there and sit there. You ever put a skillet on and you're really hungry and you're just going to just do some bacon and eggs or sausage and eggs or whatever it is? And it won't even heat up. So you end up turning the heat way up and then you burn everything. Does anybody do that besides me? Yeah. I mean, our patience is just like, and God is saying, God has stretched that patience. So anyway, that's what Paul was saying. And by the way, we look at Paul and we say, Paul, he's the chief. He was the chief of the apostles. He was called late. Knocked off his horse, going to kill Christian people, and then he sent to Damascus, and scales fell from his eyes. You know, Ananias was sent to him, and he had a tremendous conversion experience, and he was Saul of Tarsus, and he became Paul, the Christian, the great apostle. And we think Paul, by his writings and stuff, he had it together. Then he comes in here in Philippians and says, I don't have anything together. As a matter of fact, if you read the book of Acts, Paul got in a huge argument with over John Mark and sin, didn't have any patience with young people. Did you know that? John Mark was a young man, and he went on a missionary journey with him, and he wanted to go home. He got homesick. That can happen. Man, it's miserable. You're riding these old ships. Can you imagine those days and the lousy food, everything else? And the boy wanted to go home. He was just a boy. Well, Paul got mad about that, and he didn't want him back with them again, and they had a big falling out, and they had to split into two missionary teams over John Mark. You say, this is the Apostle Paul? Yes, he was human. And he writes this saying, I haven't achieved this yet, but I thank God I can press on, but I'm not there yet. And so everybody relax here today in this Thanksgiving season. It's not to let us off the hook with being who God wants us to be as His mature Christians, but it's to let us relax a minute and say we're human, striving to be heavenly, to be holy, to be godly, but our humanity constantly interferes. Our patience, our all this stuff, just, man, it's a constant deal. That's why I said we're not there yet. Thank God for it. Thank God He's still using us, even with all these imperfections, because Jesus loves us just the same. Isn't that beautiful? We all have our issues. Don't you think for a minute that God is not going to use you because